everyone of our Mark International Meditation Facebook page, which is a closed group for, so if you go to it, you just have to say, yes, I'm in a Mark group, because we don't want bots and spammers there. But it's where you can share these kind of experiences. So please do. So I will be in Europe in starting in March, Zurich, the end of April, the end of March, then Germany, in Bavaria. Then I might not have it right in the right order, but Helsinki, Poland, Copenhagen, and then leading a tour to Bali. And we have maybe 2 or 4 slots left if you want to join us on our spiritual tour to Bali. And I'm putting together a spiritual tour to Cyprus. I got confirmation of rooms today, so it'll be a few weeks before I get all the prices together, and that'll be September for the equinox. All right. Any more questions? Well, we'll have the questions. Let me just see what I need to say.
So, do you want questions or no questions?
Or we'll take questions later. I think he's going to just start.
Okay.
Beloved ones, clarifying ones, this is Mark. It is most important that you let your judgments leave you. Your judgments, first of all, about yourself, because those are the stickiest judgments. And from those come the projections that you judge everyone else from. So know that in the energies of 2020, the energies that are opening up, it will be easier to let go of what has been holding you back. You wonder what karma is, if it's a wheel of destiny that has been set in motion eons ago and you are stuck going through wheel after wheel. Karma is based on your judgments that you do not let go of. As you free yourself from self-judgment, and of course, self-judgment is the core, then it goes out and judges everyone. As you free yourself from self-judgment, that frees you from the wheel of karma. So many of you have created personalities that protect you from your own judgments. So be clarifying in understanding and accepting your personality, but going deep below it to what judgments about yourself or about the world that your personality has developed in order to protect you. Your personality is your protective shield. It has created all kinds of layers and personas because what it thought it needed to protect you against. Some of that is outside you, but some of that is what you don't want anyone to see. 2020 is about clarity. That means it's also about transparency. You are called, and we talked about this last week, you are called to be more honest, more forthright in your communications, your feelings, your understanding of yourself. And when you meet honesty with forgiveness, that transparency serves you. The protections come down. The personality loses its hold. And you begin to be the being that you always could be. You begin to release yourself out of the wheel of karma. We wish you to understand that only in the wheel of karma does cause and effect operate. Cause and effect is not a fundamental principle of the universe. It seems to be a fundamental principle of the material universe upon which you live, but that is only a perception. Time is not a dimension. It is just a low perception. Much of the work we do is to get you beyond time so that you can be in space with all perspectives. Once you are have escaped from cause effect, your perspective is higher, your love is greater, your universality is more true. It doesn't take effort to get to these places you yearn for. It takes releasing, letting go, less effort, clear intention, being willing to put up with the fear that your personality starts churning up everything and wants to make you go back under the covers. So your homework throughout this series of neutrality is not just neutrality outside, but transparency inside. See yourself, and you're only willing to see yourself if you love everything you see. And if you don't love everything you see, then you're not being neutral, are you? Neutrality, transparency, that brings forgiveness, that brings authenticity, and that brings release. It is difficult to create the world that you imagine for yourself, your family, and your fellow humans when there is so much garbage in the astral and emotional field of your earth. That garbage is here through cause and effect. It's all the garbage of unprocessed consciousness of all of your ancestors, but you don't have to live in the garbage heap. You go through those locks of consciousness higher and higher until you're above the world in the stench of the garbage, above the world of cause effect, and ultimately above the world of karma. Dear ones, we're going to do an exercise of release, but we've worked with you long enough that we understand it's harder for you to release and forgive yourself than others. So we're going to do something we don't usually do, and that is have you work with the idea and of some the presence of some of your loved ones. So close your eyes and move into that beautiful expanded heart space. It takes you immediately, multidimensionally. Noticing how very quickly you get to the spaces we reached before our break. And now from this high space, ask to come into your awareness whoever in your life wants to come into the neutral space that you've created. Maybe it's an old friend you haven't thought of since junior high. Maybe it's a loved one who's passed over. Maybe it's your kids. So you create this neutral space, this beautiful space. Hold it open with the invitation, and they may not come just one at a time, that they come into this space. And notice how the space itself releases them, forgives them with regard to anything that's happened between the two of you. So open this space, see who joins you, and feel the healing, the releasing, the lifting. There might not be any need of interaction. They might just need to be in this space, and they release themselves from you and from anything that they've held on to. Notice this neutral space is getting bigger and bigger as loved ones come into it. It expands and complete strangers are coming into it. And this space is beyond time, so beings or relatives or ancestors could be coming in from the past or the future. And now, in case you thought the neutral space that you were creating is just your neutral space, join it with all the others so there's a big space beyond space-time, beyond karma, so that we can reach more people who wish to be in this space. And of course, your neutral space is exactly the same as someone else's neutral space. Can you feel that something's actually moving, that the neutral space is actually taking these beings and lifting them almost through the locks that you were in before to a higher and higher level? And again, you can't see it. It's just a sense that much more than you is changing. So know that you're not doing anything. You set the intention. Your consciousness knows how to make this clear space. And it's automatic and it is continuous. The space doesn't collapse when you take your awareness away. It stays. It gets bigger and bigger, and more people are bathing in this neutrality that will help move them beyond karma as well. The space was always there. It wasn't very well known. It was like a secret water hole in the jungle that none of the animals knew about. You made it known, and so now it's open and free. So come back to your inquisitive mind without leaving this space, knowing the space is there, it's active, you're active in it, and yet you're present. Our work is not necessarily the highest of spaces. It's the highest of spaces that we can get you to and create channels back and forth so that you become these spaces. They're not just voyages, but they are an encompassing of your consciousness, an expansion of you. All right. Even while that's happening, we will open to questions and comments. We've described neutrality is more than just the space between two poles. One of our primary objectives is to get you out of the world of either or. I'm there or I'm here. I'm mad or I'm happy. I'm well or I'm sick. This either or mentality has you petrified. Petrified as in scared and petrified as in hardened like stone, non-fluid. The more you can move beyond either or, left, right, up, down, the more your mastery will simply flow into your life. All right, Kate, questions or comments? It is still Mark, so you can ask the hard ones.
Yes, so Andias comes back with his question, which is, what is the dimensional interface or link that you and Mark are using to work with us? He says, I know you have many tools. What is the link for the tools?
We don't understand. We have no links for the tools. Mm-hmm. Let us see if we can describe how we work with you. We find a space of consciousness because we know you so well that you resonate to, you as a group resonate to. We hold that space, and Johnette is like a meter or a beacon until she finds that space. She holds it until her brain waves begin to humanize a space that's non-human. So her holding it humanizes it. So maybe we should say the interface is her consciousness that then holds what we have been showing her in a humanized way, because we cannot reach you all without a human interface, because we've always been there and you haven't found us yet. Mm-hmm. So the interface is, we must say, is Johnette. She's our tool. Thank you.
So much earlier, there was a question from Vern. Mark, that was beautiful and very complete and yet just beginning. My question revolves further work in dream world. Any preparation that might serve us as we fall asleep?
Absolutely no preparation. Preparation is the cause and effect world, isn't it? Absolutely not. Dream, sleep. Less preparation. Your dream time is doing several things. It's where you allow yourself to be nonlinear. So in your dream time, one thing that happens is, like on your computer, you empty the trash. And all these things you're afraid of, all these things that happen in your life, but with strange juxtapositions, get stirred up. You get some visuals, but the trash gets emptied. That's one thing in your dream time. But then there are more creative dreams, and you don't need to remember them, where because you're not doing something, you're not active, your brain synthesizes and correlates things that you can't correlate in your normal standard time frame or your standard being frame. So there's the emptying out the trash component of your dream time, and then there's a resynthesis or recreation. No preparation, no memory of it is needed. This is beyond dream interpretation. It is beyond setting objectives. It is where your mind is more free to explore the spaces that you found in our classes. Thank you. Good question. Also, Johnette wants us to say, because so many of you are new and some of you have been with us a while, when you sign on in the future, please put the country or the state you're in so we can kind of feel where you're spanning from. All right. question?
So here's a comment from Neve, and if she has something, another question that I can't find, if she can put it back. Okay, yeah, she says it's just a comment. Okay.
All right.
So
we'll take comments.
Here it is. The space was expansive. Felt excitement when I integrated back into my body. Been thinking and planning to have some changes in my life and just live freely to be me. So excited to discover what this experience brought me.
Beautiful.
Okay, from Andias. That means we can and are also developing this human interface with you, like Jeanette.
You absolutely can and are developing your human interface with us. We are not proprietary. So many times you and your own meditation are expanding. Jeanette was the icebreaker, but the reason there's an icebreaker is so all the ships can pass after the ice is open. She does not hold the toll road. She does not charge a toll. It is open for all, and you are finding your own human interface. What is so beautiful about the expansion of this group is each of you is an icebreaker of people who resonate to you. So the more differences of experiences and abilities that people are drawn to this work, the more the ice gets broken in many, many ways. And pretty soon there is open seas for all. So you are absolutely all doing this. She was just our first experiment. All right. We want to talk a little bit more about cause and effect. You are not a product of your history, only to the extent you believe you are. Your personal history, the history of your race, the history of your planet, the history of your galaxies. You are only a product of your history to the extent that you are tied to cause and effect. So in your world, your pundits would say, you must study history so you don't repeat it. In your world, at a strictly limited level, that's true. But your world is universal. And outside this cause-effect world is a creative, infinitely, spontaneously creative. An absolutely creative universe does not require precedence, something that precedes it. It infinitely creates with all the material, with all the possibility of the universe at each moment. You don't see it because you are wedded to the precedence. We can only have peace once war stops. Well, is that true, or is that only true in cause and effect? So we wish to invite you to see how much the things that trigger you and bring you fear are this causes that, I don't want that, so I want to move away from this cause. And again, it does make sense in a linear world. You go out in this blizzard without a coat and you'll be cold. Cause and effect is implied in the physical world, but you are not implicated in the physical world. You are not only physical. And the more you play in your non-physical realms, the more you break the bounds that physicality has been constricted by. So that is why our work with Jeanette and through your own human interfaces is to bring you to the space between, bring you out of yourself. And your goal cannot just be self-actualization or self-enlightenment, because that still is about self. So that's why we don't have thousands of people, because people want to fix themselves. And we say, if you get outside yourself, you have so many more tools. You are already fixed. You have everything that you need. You're released. You're more like the Dalai Lama, who can cry or laugh and be what is there at the moment. You're closer than you know. This is a time of rapid acceleration. And in times of rapid acceleration, there is an acceleration, an apparent acceleration of the decelerators, which means there is an apparent acceleration of darkness, of hate, of bigotry, of illness, of unfairness. Because those are decelerators of the acceleration or the ascension you're after. We would also like to say that we don't always use the word, we rarely use the word ascension, because ascension has this preface that this is a bad place and I'm leaving it. And we would rather have a descension, where you're, except up and down is of course beyond our favored purview, but a descension where all that you are begins to be embodied here, and this whole material plane then becomes expanded. We'll take a few questions if there are some, based on our mini lecture. And you can always write down your questions in between class and email them to Susan, or remember them and chat them next week.
I have a question. This is Mark. As a result of the information we've been given, we've heard an emphasis on being overdoing. And this has been a theme in many of the classes, you know, leading up to this point, that, you know, we're focused in this 3D physical world on doing and what we need to do next, or what we need to do better, or what we need to do to make the world a better place or ourselves better people. And what we've been hearing, the overriding theme is about being and getting in touch with all the aspects of ourselves and being. And that's wonderful. Doesn't require much effort, actually, so it's terrific. But when is doing important over being?
This is a great question. Being has action in it. Being is not the opposite of doing. Jeanette being Jeanette is active. Her being her, she's an action being. So in the action of being, she does a lot. But that is simply an expression of the Jeanette being. There may be other beings who are much less active. So their being has less doing in it. But Jeanette is being her even in her doing. So don't see those as opposites. It's what drives your doing. Some of you are athletes. You are in your spare time. You're running marathons, or you're doing biking. You would say, well, I'm doing a lot. I spend Saturdays biking. But that is an expression of your being. If you didn't do that and you said, no, I'm just supposed to be, and you watch TV, that's not being for you. That's dead for you. So being is an expression of who you are in its action and its passiveness.
But as an expression of who you are, there is no effort. Jeanette has roses here. They are not doing much, but they are being themselves and so giving beauty to all of you. When your being has effort, this is so not my, when your doing has effort, this is so not my being, then you need to look at it. But it doesn't mean there's no effort. Your being is a mother. So there's a lot of effort in being a mother, but it's an expression of being a mother. So we hope that it's confusing if you think of them as opposites. Look at being as an expression of your being that brings you joy. You want to be a mother and you're willing to sign up for all that it takes from you. And you wouldn't be happy if all of a sudden your sons were gone. So can you understand? That's a very good question. Thank you.
So we have a comment and a question. Karen Hartman says, the last practice was amazing for me. At first, only my sister with me, and it felt so healing. Then others who feel beyond the possibility of being influenced by anything not in their petrified belief system, they came in, and I was shocked.
May Jeanette say that Prime Minister or President Xi, however you say his name, Xi of China came into her circle and she goes, whoa, that's interesting.
So from Lila, how to be in the body and at the same time expanded out of body? Any practice methods?
That's really what we're trying to do is materialize spirit. The best way is your heart is your cosmic center. The space in your heart is the same black hole in the center of the universe, is the same cause of all creation. So to be embodied, move into your heart, but instantly it becomes something much more than your body. If you still get lost, just really open your first two chakras, sit up when you meditate and just concentrate more on being in your body. After a while, and John, we had to work hard with Jeanette because she was never in her body. And now she's only sometimes not in her body. But it is so essential that all of this is not a, I'm here, now I'm meditating. That the meditation, even though it seems like you're floating away, that every once in a while you check and you're here. So whatever that takes, but going through your heart is probably the easiest tool. Thank you. Any other questions? All right. So remember, your homework is clarity, transparency, self-transparency. And notice how judgments and all the things that you do to prevent judgments from scarring you or to live your judgments of other people, it costs a great deal of your spiritual energy. We welcome you to this trilogy of the space between, and we honor your openness to explore neutrality in a way that you've never conceived of it before. We thank you. So, love you all. Next time, say where you're from, because that will be really fun. Welcome to the new people. We're glad you're here. I've been channeling weekly since 1989, Mark Weekly. So you're just falling right into something that's built quite a vortex. And it's meant to be bigger now. We're ready.